Hey, good evening. How are you? Beautiful night, isn't it? Great night to get out for a walk, absolutely. The final fading light and it's still so warm. It feels great. I'm sorry, I know you moved in over there a few weeks ago, but we haven't formally met yet. I'm not usually out during the daytime. Yeah, it's wonderful to meet you. Do you like the neighborhood so far? I know. So many beautiful old houses. The light at dusk makes it all so magical. I just love it. And the smell of the warm evening air is just intoxicating. So are you planning to stay in the neighborhood for long? Excellent. Me? Well, I've lived here longer than anyone else on the street, actually. Decades, in fact. I love it here. I couldn't see myself anywhere else. Really? Well, thank you. I'm often told I don't look my age. I am older than I seem, but thankfully I have some good beauty secrets. Maybe I'll show you sometime. Come on, sit on the porch with me. If you have a moment, I'd love to get to know my new neighbor. I often sit here on the step in the evening and just watch the light change. It's a beautiful sky tonight, isn't it? I'm glad I caught you. I'm something of a night owl, and I don't often see much of my neighbors. But I've seen you coming and going, and I'd hoped for a chance to meet you. Why are you looking at me like that? No, please, don't apologize. It's flattering. Who doesn't like to be admired? I appreciate the compliment. So tell me about yourself. I see. You live alone. Is that your preference or a consequence of circumstance? I see. I live alone also. It can be lonely, yeah. Most everyone on the street is with a partner or a family. Us single types have to stick together, huh? Wow, you have a beautiful smile. Sorry, sometimes I forget myself. That's what happens when you live alone for too long. Sometimes you can get a little socially awkward. I hope you don't mind. When I meet someone I'm fond of, I often speak my mind. I tend to be very forthcoming with my affection for those who inspire it. And why not? Kindness and affection are a gift, especially when you have the excitement of making a new friend. Sorry, I just did it again. I'm terrible. Although, I get the feeling you're not too shy with your affections also, judging from the way you look at me. It's nice to meet someone like you. Someone I can feel honest with. It happens so rarely. The house? Yes, it's hundreds of years old. It is rather imposing, isn't it? Big and old and, well, creepy. Let's not tiptoe around it. But it is beautiful, and I love it. I spend many evenings working on the upkeep. I think of my relationship with this beautiful old house as being a little like a relationship with a lover. It can be hard work and a lot of effort goes into it, but we'll never leave each other. I'm loyal to those who are special to me, as I am to this house. Although these days there's precious few people to be loyal to. Yeah, it's a little bit of a lonely existence. Really? You're lonely too? I am sorry to hear it. I know how difficult it can be. Well, on the bright side, what do you get when you put two lonely people together? Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope so anyway. Maybe we'll find each other's secrets and run for the hills. Although I somehow doubt it. I have a very good feeling about you. I'll trust you with mine if you trust me with yours. You know, I have seen you a few times when you were moving in and coming and going, occasionally afterwards. I got a good vibe from you right away. You have an aura. It's beautiful. Exciting. There's an attitude in the way you move, the way you carry yourself. I find it magnetic. And yet, I could also sense that loneliness. Like the other side of a coin, or the dark side of a bright full moon. I suppose I saw something of myself in it. Something I understood and wanted to be a little bit closer to. And so, I might have been sitting out here tonight, hoping for a chance to finally meet you. You keep looking at me with that smile. Yeah, like that. You're all shy all of a sudden. My skin is a little cold. Circulation problems, that's all. That's why I like to sit outside on warm evenings. You're warm, though. Warm to the touch and warm in your smile. And your skin radiates warmth. You do have beautiful skin. Maybe you should tell me your beauty secrets instead. Do you feel that? That connection? That feeling when you meet someone special and you instantly know it. I feel as if I've just met someone who will be an important part of my life for a long time to come. Like perhaps the loneliness is, Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe that was a bit much. You do? You feel it too? Your eyes are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Can I ask you a strange question? If you had the chance to live forever, would you take it? Why do I ask? Because I have something I want to share with you. Something I rarely reveal. Hold my hand. It's cold, isn't it? Cold to the touch. Although the embrace contains warmth of a different nature. I am not like you. I leave the house only at night. My skin is cold. And I've lived this way since before this house was built. Do you not believe me? No, I understand. It's a lot to expect someone to believe. Look at me. Look into my eyes, with those big, beautiful eyes of yours. Right into mine. Yes, like this. There. Do you see it now? Yes. Yes, you do. And you cannot look away. You will not look away. You see it all. And you also see that you and I will be as one. You see it in these eyes, and you feel it here, in these hands. Feel their coldness on your face, against your cheek. And as I stroke your hair, cold and tender. But cold only bothers warm skin. Cold against cold feels natural. Would you become cold also, if you had the chance, I wonder? It's a lot to ask, but you feel it, and so do I. May I kiss you on the cheek, like this? Being so close to you, it feels so... Mm. Yes. That's it. Put your arms around me. Will you kiss me on the lips? Again. I've never kissed such beauty before. Not in all my years. If you give me the chance, I will never leave you. All of your loneliness will be over, and you will have a partner by your side for eternity. It begins here, if you wish. But it can only begin if you ask permission to enter my home. Do you ask for it? Yes. Yes. Then come inside. Come with me, beautiful. Take my hand and come with me. Come with here and stand next to me. Understand, I need to be naked with you. We must get undressed together. The union you will enter with me is too meaningful. It must be done with our true naked bodies exposed to one another. Ah, yes, that's it. Oh my God. Your body, it's so beautiful. Come here and press your body against mine. Oh, yes. Oh God, yes, you feel heavenly. Ah. Our bodies will be entwined forever, just as our souls will be. Do you feel me? Do you feel how hard I've become for you? At your touch, reach down and feel me. Yes, this body belongs to you. Touch it. Stroke the length of me. Feel it all over. But yours must belong to me too. I need to feel my hands all over you. All over every inch of you. Oh, you feel so warm and so perfect. So alive. So beautiful. I need you, my love. Lay on the floor, on the rug, and open your legs for me. Let me in and prove to me that you trust me. And let my mouth claim your sex. You taste so good. Oh, my mouth all over you, licking and sucking and almost biting. Oh God, I want it so much. I want to taste every inch of you. Yes. You make my cock so hard. Oh, yeah. Now let me move up and press myself against you. Press my cock against you. Like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, ready to penetrate you. While you're all wet from my kiss. Do you feel it? Do you feel that destiny brought us together like this? That you and I were meant to be together? Do you feel it as strongly as I do? Are you ready, my love? Are you ready to join with me? That we can be together forever? And that our mouths can embrace one another's bodies? Oh God, yes. Are you ready to take me inside you? Will I press myself against you? Oh, you taste like love. Oh God, yes. Let me push myself inside you. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Oh, the length of my cock inside you. Oh, fuck. Oh God. To be bound to you for eternity. Oh my God, yes. Yes. In and out of you. The full length of me. Oh, I need you. I'll never be able to live without you. I need to make you mine forever. Oh, God. Yes. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh, you taste so good, so perfect and so beautiful. Oh. Does it feel good to be fucked and penetrated so deeply, so slowly and so lovingly? Oh, yes. Now let me bite into you. Let me taste you. Oh, you taste so good. Oh. Now, show me your teeth. And take my wrist into your mouth. Oh, and bite. Yes. Oh, bite. Yeah. Oh, drink from me. And we'll be together forever. Oh, yes. Oh, my love, yes. Oh, that's it. Drink it in. Drink me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, with my cock inside you. And your teeth inside me. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, God. Come with me. Come with me, my love. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, fuck. Oh, come with me. Come with me, my love. Oh, press yourself into me as hard as you can and come with me. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, let me claim you with my cum. Ah, oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. Fuck. Coming with me at the same time. And tasting my blood as I taste yours. Binding us together. So that we can be together for all eternity. Oh. Oh, my love, you taste so beautiful. And I knew I had to make you mine from the first moment I saw you. Ah, come with me. Press yourself against me. Hold me. Hold me against you. Ah, like this. Oh, God. That's it. We're together forever now. Together forever. Oh, you're so beautiful, my love. And I will admire you and worship you as my own forever. Ah. Oh.